rubber tire transit, and it should start tomorrow morning. So as a result, I would like to offer an amendment to the resolution to increase the tolls using the 40-cent rate as the base rate, 20 cents rather than 35 cents, and also add the cross the board, whatever the change has to be. Also add a provision to the resolution that this board is required every year, no later than the first meeting in July, to consider its toll structure and to have a written report from its staff and its consultants as to what kind of a toll increase is necessary to maintain A, a balanced operating budget, and B, to finance the capital program that is supported by the board. And number three, I would like the staff to recognize, not necessarily as an amendment to the resolution, that while we have just appointed a committee to look at the extension of Route 53, we now are not putting any capital funding in there for the next 15 years if they can come to a consensus on the road. I find that wholly unacceptable. Mayor Soto graduated from high school in 1983. I graduated from high school in 1963. They were already planning Route 53 when I graduated from high school, and now we're saying let's plan it another 15 years. I will be almost 100 years old if we ever get around to building that road, and I think it's unfair for the congestion at Lake Cook Road. Is an oppressive situation, and it's not fair to the people in both North Cook and Lake County. In fact, CM 2040 made that the number one priority in the region, and it has fallen off the table, and it makes me very uncomfortable. So I would like to, Madam Chair, point out that I'm probably the longest and closest supporter of Pat Quinn in the room. I fully support the governor's choice to want to have these projects go forward. I think the governor is on the right track to save the economy in the state of Illinois. He told me 2 weeks ago when we were at the Bensonville City Hall, he said, well, it's up to you and your board to figure out how to make this the most affordable way to do it, but get the job done. I do not believe we as a board have had the opportunity to engage in that discussion. I think we need time to do that over the next 30 to 60 days. And when we're through with that discussion, I may well support whatever the proposed toll increase is. But at this moment, I'd like to offer the amendment to the resolution, both on the 20 cent increase and that we have a requirement that it come back to the board every year for review of rates.
Thank you, Director Morris. Just 1 second. I just want to make sure that everyone understands we are not voting on an increase today. We're voting on a resolution that will be taken to the public for discussion.
Correct.
So what you're offering an amendment to is the resolution that we would be taking out to the public, just
and that,
to be clear.
Right, and that resolution on page 2 shows that the current rate for iPass users would be 40 cents and the proposed rate would be 75 cents.
Right.
I'm proposing to change that number from 40 to 60 rather than 75.
I
so in reality, we are voting for an increase because we're saying to the public, we're proposing to raise rates this amount, which is 87%.
Well, I just want to clarify for everyone that we are not voting today on the increase. We are voting on a resolution that will go public. We will come back and we will vote on the increase. And we may vote on this increase
that.
Or we may
right.
vote on another increase that will have been changed by virtue of having listened to the public as to what they think is important for this program. So I'm happy to entertain your motion. If there's a second, we'll take your motion. And
I'll second the
okay.
motion.
Now, would anyone like to discuss the motion?
I just think that in terms of it's a resolution not to, if we're not voting to increase the rate. This is a proposed increase rate that has been thought through by staff as part of the planning process. And so to start amending the resolution on what we want to take out to the public at this point seems premature. I think we need to take this out. I think we need to have public hearings and then come back to the board and talk about what's the appropriate rate increase after hearing from the public regarding this capital planning process that we've been through, the project that we're proposing, the increases that it would entail, instead of talking about amending this resolution and the proposed increase at this point in time. I'd like to hear, after public hearings, what the reaction is.
I agree with you. I mean, Director Morris, you said you learned last night, so I appreciate you standing up for Joe and Betty, Average, or what you call them. I don't want to misquote your words, but I assume you didn't go door to door and ask. The whole purpose of the law is to go to public hearing, and that's why we require public hearings. My question to you would be, if we go to those hearings and it's not met with it's met with support, not opposition, would that change your position?
I am interested in hearing the public's opinion, as anyone else. I think when something happens very late in the game and the agenda, if you read it over, did not indicate that there was going to be a proposed rate increase on the agenda. It said a report from the Capitol Committee. It came out late last night. I understand the staff has busted their posterior to get this done, but the reality is that it should have been out there a little bit sooner, both for us and for others to do. The other side of that issue is, I have absolutely no problem with sitting down every year, and as we move forward, if we need to raise rates to balance the budget and expand or continue the capital program, I will make the motion. I don't think it's necessary to talk about a 87% rate increase, and primarily for the Elgin O'Hare, which will not start for 4 or 5 years. I think we're way ahead of ourselves on having this massive increase. We can accomplish the Rockford project and the remainder of the capital program, get the planning necessary done for Elgin O'Hare, for Illiana, for Route 53, for I-57, get the engineering done all within 20 cents.
Am I mistaken, our time? Don't we have to have a 10-year capital plan? Isn't that the requirement of the statute?
The Highway Act requires choice.
I'm not saying that we're not adopting a capital plan. This one-page document, I guess, is a capital plan. I always thought it had more language.
Come on.
That's not
Director Morris, when I remember coming on the board, when people would come up and discuss the different various capital projects, and your comment was always, okay, it's great to talk about these great projects, but how are we going to pay for it? We can't plan a capital plan without the revenue side. And if you have to have a 10-year program, then you have to have the revenue side that's going to pay for it. And yes, I understand that it's an increase in paying the tolls and an increase in tolls. But I take to heart some of the comments that some of the laborers and the engineers, the comments that they make about how long they've been unemployed. And they can't afford a frappuccino, they can't afford the house they live in these days. It is important for us to have a long-range plan that addresses, you know, gridlock, and also is an economic stimulus program for the region now. And so you cannot have a 10-year plan. We cannot go year to year to voting on whether or not we're going to increase tolls and have some certainty about what we can afford. You can't issue 25-year bonds and not know how you're going to pay for them and wait year to year on deciding whether or not.
So are you saying that if we adopted this rate increase, we would not increase rates for the next 10 years?
I'm saying that what I understand is that goes along with the capital planning process, and what Christy and the rest of the staff have proposed is, look, here's a 10-year capital plan, here's how to pay for it. And with this toll increase, we can reasonably plan to pay for this 15-year capital plan now.
So we would have no increase for 15 years?
Well, it depends what happens in the economy. It's a plan, Director. It's not like fixed.
Right.
It's a plan. We have to manage our way through it. You can't just say it's there today and now we're ready for the rest. We're going to manage. That's why we're here.
Well, as a matter of fact, the fellow from the Hispanic Contractors Group talked about having an indexing factor. The fellow from the trucking industry talked about having an indexing factor. I think it is irresponsible for this board or any board that is completely supported by its revenues to not have an annual review of its rate structure and annually have to make an up or down vote on whether or not its rates are adequate. And I think the fact is that for several years, the Tollway Authority and others have sat with their heads in the sand. I have been a mayor. And let me tell you, when you have a water system or a sewer system that is supposed to be self-supporting, you have to make those annual reviews in order to keep it operating. And I think the fact that if we're saying this is our only increase for 15 years, then maybe my whole attitude changes, but that would be irresponsible. 20 cents at this point, as well as an annual review, which might result in a 5, 10, 20 cent increase every year for ad infinitum, would be what I'm proposing. I'm prepared to have a vote on 20 cents.
Well, if I may, we do our budget every year and we do review the revenues and the costs.
Right.
And we approve a budget every year. Yes.
But nothing in this plan precludes us from reviewing our status every year. Is that correct?
No.
Correct.
Other comments?
So we could still achieve that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's bring it to the people.
Director White?
Well, the only counterpoint I'd like to make is nothing, we talk about flexibility, et cetera, it's only a plan. There is nothing that says if we set it at 20 cents now, that as these projects come together, and I believe there's still, these new projects have, certainly have value, but they're still at a formative stage. As they become solidified, there's nothing to stop this board from approving an increase at that time.
So that's the argument for the motion. I assume that the counter argument against the motion is, by the same token, if we take out the plan as it was presented, which is the 40 cent increase, there's nothing which will prevent the board from coming back and voting for a 20 cent increase. So it's just it's a question that we're voting on now as to what will be in the resolution that will be taken to the public. This is not a final vote to bore you to death with the same point. It is not a final vote on what the increase would be. Mayor Pradel, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I think that we need to get out to the public and be very transparent. And we do have a good program, but we need to hear from the public, and we need to explain the fairness of the increase and explain what impact it's going to have on them. And then we need to bring it back and bring it to the board and make decisions. We're not voting on the increase today. We're voting on the possibility of going out, or not the possibility, but going out to the public to tell our story, and when approval or disapproval, and we can counteract whatever happens, and be fair, and because we've explained it all, we're transparent, and we need to know what the public wants and what they can vote for, and then as soon as we find that out, why then we as a board can make decisions, and maybe the decisions are going to be changed, but get out there, and I'm looking forward to going out and being a part of all of the sessions that we have with our different groups.
Okay.
We need more time, but we need to weigh it all, and we're the driving force right now, I feel, in this area.
Thank you.
As we get together with the other groups and partnership, we can learn how to make this transportation the important part of the northern part of the state of Illinois.
Great. Thank you, Mayor Pradel. We appreciate that. So the first vote would be on the substitute motion that Director Morris has made. And immediately after that vote, unless there's further discussion on the pending resolution that was initially introduced, we'll take a vote on that. Is that okay with the directors to do it that way?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to call then a motion on Director Morris's, for a vote on Director Morris's motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Nays.
Nays.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like the record reflect the roll call.
Okay. We can ask them for Pernice to call the roll on this.
Director Banks?
No.
Director Canham?
Nay.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Prado?
No.
Director Saldana?
No.
Director Towns?
No.
Director Wisner?
Aye.
Director Wolf? We'll vote no.
No,
that's okay. Okay, so the immediate motion then on the table is the resolution as it was originally introduced. Would you like a record vote on this as well?
I'd like to comment at
sure,
this point.
Sure.
Having the amendment dealt with at this point, what we have before us, we are very clear on at this point. And I do want to repeat that the vote today does not establish higher tolls. At this point, it merely allows for public discussion of the possible increase that was talked about today. And on that basis, I'll vote to allow that discussion to go forward. I think that's fine. And I would say that I support toll levels that are necessary to maintain and sustain our existing system, particularly the existing I-90 corridor that our CRP program really left unaddressed previously. This, I believe, is not an option, but a solemn obligation of this board, and I believe it will provide thousands of jobs almost immediately, and could provide a model for the future, both in terms of what we do there in our normal or orthodox role, but also in terms of public transit. Beyond that, however, this capital program and the toll increase that will be discussed, there is the prospect of new projects such as Elgin O'Hare West Bypass or I-294, I-57 interchange, just for examples. And I have no doubt that these projects would add value for users, create jobs, clearly, and stimulate the regional economy. And all of these are badly needed. And I stated in our strategic planning committee meeting the other day that there was probably no single reason for our global leadership and economic leadership over the last 50 years than the interstate program that was introduced in the 1950s. Clearly, these types of projects can have a huge impact. But on the other hand, the toll increase needed to support these contemplated new projects would be significant. And these are difficult times for our residents, tollway users included. As we sit here today, we're not even sure if their situation may not be complicated by what's going on in Washington, D.C. So I question whether we could not let the economy improve before going beyond what is absolutely necessary. And I appreciate all the public and private sector representatives stating your views to us today. I appreciate that very much. But I would suggest to all of you that your work isn't done. If you support this capital program, I believe that you have two important tasks remaining. One is that you make the case to your constituents and neighbors of why this capital plan is important to their future. Secondly, those who would benefit from these proposed new projects need to establish a stronger and clearer commitment, in my mind, of local financial participation in these improvements. I do not wish to obstruct an open discussion of the proposed capital plan and all of it entails. Therefore, I will vote yes on this motion. However, at the next step in the process, I will not be inclined to support a 35-cent toll increase unless there is, number one, sufficient public support, and two, a demonstration of clear commitment to significant local financial participation in these the proposed new projects that will have a huge positive impact on various areas in the region. And I just wanted to make my position clear at this time.
Thank you. Did any other directors want to comment before we vote? I would like to say that this is a wonderful board. There are people who spend a lot of time thinking about this. And while what you may sense is a little disagreement about where we're going here, it's a board that works together extremely well. And the good news is we all have the interests of our tollway system and the customers who use it at the center of our concerns, and how we define the right result for that may differ among us, but I don't think anybody else on the board questions anybody else's motives about any of these things. So I want to thank the trustees and the directors for continuing this, and for the staff for providing us information. And we will continue, I know, to have requests for more information. Director Morris, having been up all night, has added to the multiple number of emails that we have received over the last year and a half asking questions about everything that we have in the capital plan. So we look forward to continued exploration of all of the facets of it. So I think with that we can take a vote. Trinise, thank you.
Director Banks?
Was there a motion?
The motion was the existing resolution.
By whom? I don't think a motion I'll make the motion.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor? I'm sorry. Director Banks?
Yes.
Denise, go ahead.
Director Banks?
Yes.
Director Canham?
Yes.
Director Morris?
No, and I'd like to explain my vote. As Director Wisner pointed out, however he votes today may not guarantee how he votes in 30 or 60 days, and this comes back. That is exactly my position as well. I do have many questions, which I have been feeding to the chair and the staff over the last couple of weeks. I feel there's a lot of incomplete information here. The statute actually requires that we have reports and all kinds of things to be presented at these public hearings. It is probably impractical to think we will be in a position to make a final vote on this a month from now, but it is an ambitious schedule, but I think we need to answer these questions. And I think with that, I could easily come back and be a yes vote in 30 or 60 days if we get this done. And I will probably, if I'm going to be a no vote on the overall program, again make a motion to separate the resolution so that it's clear that I-90 would be done regardless, because I believe there are two separate parts to this. One is finishing the existing program, second is starting the new program, and I think those are two separate questions.
Thank you.
Director Prado?
Aye.
Director Saldana?
Aye.
Director Towns?
Yes.
Director Wisner?
Yes.
Chair Wolf?
Yes. Okay, thank you. So the tally is?
Two nays. Or one nay.
One nay.
So it's...
Count it up. 7-1.
7-1. Thank you. Want to get it in the record? Thank you. Okay, is there any further discussion of this?
Madam Chair, that was, there's some tension in the room. I just made a comment. I'd like to point out that is only the second or third split vote we have had in the 2 years I've been on the board. So, in fact, we do work well together, and we do agree to disagree, and that's part of the reason Governor Quinn has sent us here, so that we don't just act like lumps of clay. And I appreciate the other seven votes and their views as well.
Thank you. And I think we all feel the same way about
absolutely.
That. So we will, anybody's willing to stay for that? We have a consent agenda that we'll run through. That should take about 2 minutes or 3 minutes. We'll go downstairs. Chris, is there anything you wanted to add in your section of the agenda?
No.
Okay. Okay. So this is an exercise in a case for me. What I'd like to do is take the finance committee and, yes. I do have that. Thank you. So let's take under finance resolution 1. We have a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And I would remind the audience, these have been vetted fully in committee meetings in advance. This is not the way we do business. If we haven't already had a long discussion about all of these. On business systems, I would take number 1, please.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? On procurement, I will take 1 through 6.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Number 7, Director Towns recuses himself. May I hear a vote on that?
Approve.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We can do then 8 through 12.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? On administration?
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
This is the approval of collecting bargaining agreement with ASME. We want to thank the staff and ASME for their cooperation in resolving these issues. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. On engineering, we'll take number 1, and Director Towns again is recusing himself.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. We'll take 2 through 5.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Director Towns will recuse himself on 6. May I hear a motion on that one?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And then we'll take 7 and 8.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. I hear you, Director Prado. Thanks for sticking with us. And under legal, let's do 1 through 5.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. That's the consent agenda. Is there any unfinished business? Any new business? We don't have a need for executive session. We were able to conclude that in the earlier session of our board. May I hear a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We will see you all at the public hearings. Directors will be out at the public hearings, as will staff.